Hola, everybody.
Hey,
Welcome
hey, hey.
To another episode.
Yes.
And so we just want y'all to know that we love y'all.
Yes, we do.
But, and this does not negate how much we love y'all. This is going to be the countdown from here till the end of this season. So we're going to have four more episodes until we take a summer break to rest, relax, recoup, re-energize, strategize, so we can come back at the end of summer, sometime in August. Of course, we'll, you know, post and do all the things to promote the upcoming season, and come back fresh. I think you've gotten, by now you know me, you've gotten to know Stephon a little bit.
Yes, you have.
Continue to get to know us. But, yeah, it's like, I think we'll finish with 20 episodes, which is a lot.
Yes, it is. It's crazy to think that we got that far.
May, and literally we started this season with me dropping bombs and getting put out of church. So, to celebrate the end of this to celebrate the end of this season, the next few episodes, we are going to do some throwbacks. And so today, we are going to throw it back to a conversation that I had with you all by myself about masturbation. Hola, everybody. This is Lucilania.
Hey, what's up? This is Steph coming at you live.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah. So, this is, let's get into
scrolling Facebook the other day. I saw a post from someone that will remain nameless because honestly, this is something that I have heard throughout my lifetime in church, is that masturbating invites evil spirits. And quite frankly, that type of conjecture, I have yet to ever hear anyone or read on my own anything in the Bible that actually supports that. But people preach it and teach it as if it is biblically sound anyway.
All right. So that is how I introduced the episode last season.
Feels like last week.
If you're not on YouTube and watching this video, for those of you who are listening to the audio, I will have the information about exactly which episode. If you want to listen to that one as well, it's called Feeling Myself from September 2022, Season 3, Episode 2. But let's get into it. Because for as long as I can remember, we ain't supposed to have sex
with
other people before marriage. But we also not supposed to touch ourselves.
Nada.
No sexual pleasure should happen before marriage. And some people even believe that even after you get married, you should not masturbate. That masturbation in any form, at any time, married or single, is not allowed. Nah. It is a sin, regardless of your marital status.
You're screwed. Like, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you're married or not. You are screwed.
You are not allowed to give yourself pleasure, basically. And I'd be like, well, what about like mutual masturbation? Like, because I'm touching myself, but we together. I'm sure.
But remember, but it got to be between a man and a woman. So for all those outside that dynamic, you're still screwed. Like,
well, you know, and I get it because people believe. That, because I think that also goes into the fact that people believe that sex isn't really about pleasure either. That sex is for procreation. Exactly.
You know, there's one of those moments. It's one of those moments where you're like, I don't need this to be like a deep thing, right? Like this is supposed to be like an easy answer. It's A. Like, this is not supposed to be hard, but it is.
They make it so hard, and I don't understand. Like, I understand.
Part of the
fun. And I don't. I'm like, you can't tell me. There's nothing that you could tell me to make me believe that these priests, these bishops, these archbishops, these pastors, whatever leader title you want to call, you can't make me believe that they ain't never yank they turkey neck.
Nope. They too holy.
You can't make me believe they ain't never grabbed a towel or some lotion and went to town.
It is not of the cloth.
Of the cloth. But
this is like,
I'm not talking about before they were ordained. I'm talking about after. I'm talking about they on the pulpit every single Sunday, laying a hands. Yes, your pastor who laying hands on you. That man who spit in his hand and put on his parishioner, he did that all too well.
Too well. Well, he had that, he had the oil.
Exactly what he did when he too lazy to get up some lotion.
Listen, he got that holy. He got that holy. What was it, the holy oil? It's even better. It's right there.
It got a little. It got better slip. It got better slip.
It's blessed.
And I don't have one, but I think I really want y'all to stop. Don't that like cocoa butter lotion, the one you get from the dollar store, that's like real, real big. That no matter how much you put on, you still ashy. Stop buying it. Stop using it. There's so many better things that you can be using. Like, but yeah, you can't tell me that they not. You can't tell me that they probably doing it right before service. They probably in their office because you know they probably in their office getting it in. Like they got to release some pressure.
Listen, that door is closed for a reason. That Bible stuck up there like this.
I know if I was a pastor, if it wouldn't be me by myself, me and the first husband
And that's the part that
the pressure before I go out into worship.
And that's the part that's crazy too, is the fact that like you can't even have it between you and your partner, because once again, it's all about it being holy in God's image. I have a hard time trying to have God in my head, his image of him masturbating. Like I that's not an image I want to see.
I met a woman this weekend. God bless her soul, because she literally was telling me that she could not climax without having like really, really bad visuals of Jesus coming down. Like she would have nightmares because they kept telling her like that was such a sin. And so she could not climax. And I'm just like, I'm so sorry that they did that to you and that you have experienced that and, you know, and have had to work through that. Like that is so terrible. And I'm like, and then, you know, again, I've always been this way. Because if you're going to tell me that I'm not supposed to do something, I've read the Bible several times. I don't read it. Like, my grandfather used to read the Bible front to back every single year. From, like, 1963, when my mother's born, that's when he got saved, till when he died in 2012.
Wow.
And with all that, like, just a little bit of research will tell you that most of these scriptures, if not all of them, that y'all use to say that we can't masturbate and we shouldn't masturbate is not talking about that. Mm-mm. It's not talking about that.
No. It's such a... And like we've, you know, talked before, it's bad enough that we talked about how, you know, having sex outside of marriage is like, you know, another worse sin that you can commit, and you know how unholy you are. And but then you can't even pleasure yourself, right? You can't even enjoy the body that God has given you to enjoy in your moments, whenever that is, without feeling a certain level of shame or guilt, because in your head you have these ideas that, you know what, this is not godly. This is only something that I'm supposed to do with my my wife or my husband, and even that's still sketchy, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it within the definition of what I've seen online and, you know, what I've read about, it's always in the context of, well, we can't have anything perverse or fantasize, right? The fantasy is what gets you in trouble. And it's like,
yeah, because they'll be like, oh, well, you know, no, the Bible doesn't say anything about masturbation specifically, but you aren't supposed to lust. And how do you how do you masturbate if you're not lusting?
Well, you know, those sandwiches that I eat a lot of times, there's some lusting involved there, too. But I mean, I don't know. Like,
look, when I hear that, I'm like, well, I can't lust after myself because I be turning myself all the way on.
Like, we know
listen, this. Sometimes I both my nipples pierced, and they were already sensitive as hell. So all I gotta do is brush my nipple on accident sometimes when I'm walking by, and I'm like, ooh, send it right down. And, you know, thank God I work from home, so...
video camera off during those calls.
I'm not that. I can't do that because I don't believe, like, I don't trust technology that much. I don't trust myself that much. It'd be just my luck to turn off my camera and get one in, but I didn't really turn it off or I didn't put the cap on.
You'll be on YouTube, all right?
I just wait till like after a meeting. I don't know how them people do that, like. I don't know how they trust themselves to cover their camera or be off camera. And considering like early lockdown, you started seeing people naked. And
I'm like, let me get up and have no pants on.
It is 2023 and people still like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was on mute or I thought I was, we've been doing this for 3 years and people still ain't getting it right. And I will not one, get fired for being obscene on camera. I'm supposed to be working. And two, I will be nobody's viral moment because I was flicking a bean.
Listen, that might be your way of, you know, leaving on a good note, you know, like being memorable.
I've got a better way to quit. They've actually been nice to me, so I don't think I need to quit in a bad way with them. Like maybe another job. I would have been like, yeah.
But you know what? Like the fact that we can even like joke about this and enjoy just even the thought of it and the conversation of it is almost what's lost, right? It's become this super serious, super stigmatized, and once again, like all the things we talked about in the past, it is a normal, biological, scientifically researched thing that we all experience. It's normal. It's part of sexual development. So when you're chastising yourself for it, you're really chastising something that is actually normal and innate for you as a human being. Okay. Forget the whole, you know, God's image and all this other stuff. Like as children, they explore. I had a friend of mine and, you know, they had kids that are much younger, and I just sat there and I listened to them, and they were like, yeah, well, does your son, like, does he play around with it a lot? And like, and she was like, yeah, like, so fascinating. I'm like, but again, this is a normal thing. We are meant to have curiosity about ourselves, and that is not just limited to our minds. Like, our bodies are as open and changing, right? Because what my body is today at it was when I was 15 versus what it is now, two different things. And yet there's still opportunities for exploration. But yeah, if you got in the back of your head, I can't do this because somebody made me believe that I'm a bad Christian for it. Mm-hmm. That I can't fantasize. I can't dream. I can't, I mean, listen, I think the bigger problem that I have for myself is for the people who actually tell you these things as if they've never done it themselves.
And don't tell you the truth, that the issue with lust isn't that you aren't going to see someone and be attracted to them and maybe even have sexual thoughts about them. It's what you do after that. And how you potentially harm them and harm yourself because of the entitlement that a lot of people feel that now that I have these feelings, I'm supposed to have you.
It's like, it's almost bottlenecking your feelings.
Yeah.
Like, let's try to control you in such a way that if you feel nothing, because that's what it almost feels like at times. If you feel nothing, you should be fine. Don't feel anger. Don't feel sexually frustrated or enticed. Don't feel, almost even feel happy, because even if you're happy, then it's like, well, you know, are you humble about it? Like, right. You know,
happiness is only okay in church God context. But if you're happy about money and it's not money that you've given to the church or whatever, you know, then you must be doing something wrong. Must be sinning. You out there in the world.
Yeah, I once again, you know, reading through this stuff, a lot of it went back to our thoughts, right? And for me, it's like, yes, I get it. Our thoughts play such a huge role in framing our reality, right? But it is not the only thing involved in framing our reality. And I think too much power is given to thought in the church context, so much so that it is used as the thing that says, well, listen, if you even think it, you're wrong. Right? How many times during the day do we just think random thoughts that sometimes, like, we're like, why did it even come to mind? And there's different reasons for that. And one of the things I also realized was that, you know, are there chances where certain perversions or certain abuses can happen as a result, not result of masturbation, right? Like, yes, should I be doing it in front of people in the street? No, I'm not advocating that at all. Okay, there's a time. Yeah. There's a time.
Rapper actually has I think been arrested because he did that on a plane, and they try to say, oh, he was so sexually frustrated from his trip that he, you know, he's gonna check himself into a mental health. And I'm like, sir, jerking off on an airplane to try to get, like, come on, like, of course that is harmful.
That is harmful.
It's not that masturbation inherently is harmful. What he did, how he did it, where he did it was harmful. Now, masturbation can also be harmful to you as an individual if you're doing it and you're addicted.
Mm-hmm.
But
you stop going to work.
Right. To use that as a justification to not do it at all is also dumb, because too much of a good thing is bad for you. Again,
period.
You're not going to tell someone to stop drinking water, although if they drink way too much of it, they could drown internally. No one tells you, oh, don't drink water. Nope. You could drown.
But here we are. And I can't tell you the amount of times I've read articles where some kid or some person was doing some type of challenge or whatever case may be, drink all this water, you know, thinking it was, and next thing you know, the next day or something, they die from it. So again, there is a certain level of, there's always a balance to everything, okay? And are there negative consequences to masturbating too much? Yes, there is. There's negative consequences to talking too much when you were in class. There's negative consequences to praying too much. I know I just said that, but people need to hear it. but think about it though, you know, if all you do is pray, but there's no action, right?
Which is biblical, because it says faith without works is dead. Right? But too often people think the praying is the work.
Is the work. And
it's not in totality.
Listen, there are monks out there who dedicate more than enough hours of prayer for the rest of the world. And yet we still have the world as it is. And it doesn't necessarily take away from what they do. At the end of the day, that's still a choice that they made and a vocation that they decided for themselves, along with the other work that they do, right? I mean, most times, yes, they pray more than most, but they're also doing things in the community. They're doing things.
And they also can whoop your ass.
Yes, yes, yes.
They're praying and they are training. I don't know what were they preparing for, but I want them on my side, okay?
Listen, I saw a video of this monk, and he was like on a stick
doing some,
you know, and they're like, I'm like, yo, never.
The things they do with their body is
like the mental fortitude. The mental fortitude and
that,
you're not gonna get me there holding a bucket for like hours on my one leg on a stick. I'm not built that way. But going back to it, what does it say about the church when we find other ways or more reasons to separate and make people feel bad about themselves in such a way to then focus on the church as a way of control, right?
It's another way to control, because it's like, are there men who have heard that and don't? And also, yeah, I'm sure there are. But overwhelmingly, it's women that I meet, 40, 50, 60, 70, married, single, who literally have said, I can't. Or... And what I hear more from men is that they do it because they need to. It gets to a point where it's like, I have to release. But they deal with a lot of shame and punish themselves for doing it because of what they've heard. Whereas women, you just go into complete denial and rejection and just have never, even if they are now married and having sex, or even having sex and they're single, never touch their vaginal area at all. That it that in some cases they feel like it feels, it makes them feel dirty. And I'm like, well, baby girl, it's your body.
Like, and that's the sad part is having someone else relegate to you how you should treat your body, take care of your body, and not take into consideration the damage that it does. Because for those who are listening and, you know, maybe thinking like, oh, this is not a big deal. There are people out there who struggle in this way. Yes, there are. There are a lot of people who, hence why, if you go online, just go online and Google, you know, myths about masturbation, you know, whatever, you will find a whole host of websites that pretty much are trying to do the same thing. They're trying to let people know that these things that you've experienced or heard about, they're not true. But yeah, we propagate them because for the person who is propagating them, there's a benefit.
That concludes this episode of Sex and Sensuality for the Churchy. Next week, we're going to continue the conversation about masturbation. We're talking about the health benefits, as well as what are some of these myths that we've heard of, and what are some of the side effects of masturbation and why. And then I'm going to do something I haven't done in a while. I am going to end that episode with a mindful moment about self-pleasure. So make sure you tune in next week. Thank you for joining. If you are still here, please make sure you like and share and subscribe so other people can join in on the conversation. As always, be as radiant as the sun. Adios.